This is Scott Nolan. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM with Jeff Robinson.
Quindoodle's the latest man, he could never get his fill. Had himself a wife and kid home in that old motel.
Well, grew up west of Soldier River, 40 years and he can't forgive her. You only ever call one place home. He could talk all day with no one to listen. What folks around here call an honest Christian, kind of man you feel blessed to know. Dependable as July rain, never missed the baseball game. He had no children of his own, you see. Collect the change from Grandma's houndstooth couches, Easter down at the Waffle House. Certain meals a man can't eat alone. Now as hard times sweep across the countryside, where the working man needs a new song, it's for the kids. I ain't in it for the money, something we can all sing along to. Well, he likes dogs and he loves horses. Spend a little time in the armed forces. Not a lot of options for a young man, you see. Gentle as a dove, quiet as a mouse. It's Easter down at the Waffle House. They always make him feel like family. Now as hard times sweep across the countryside, the working man needs a new song. It's for the kids. I ain't in it for the money, something we can all sing along to. Something we can
I got this. Don't worry. I'm almost there. I got this. Well, I love the smooth transitions here on UMFM. That's the beauty of campus radio, isn't it? This is Tell the Band to Go Home, where we make all kinds of mistakes. My name's Jeff, here till 4 o'clock, playing you good music. You like good music? Well, we got good music. We've also got some sacrilegious songs in honor of the day, and whatever else we feel like. Is there anybody listening, or are y'all Eastered out? Are y'all laying on the couch surrounded by Easter egg wrappers and just comatose, or did everybody get up and get out and do something today? It's not a very nice day outside, so hopefully it's the former. Hopefully you'll hang around. It is Easter, and we're glad you're spending part of it with us, if in fact you are. If you're one of those podcast people, you might be listening whenever. That's great. We'd love to hear from our podcast people, by the way. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. I've met some really interesting people around the world who stumbled on the podcast somehow. So I love knowing about that, if you're one of those people. Of course, if you're an actual live radio listener, we celebrate you even more. That's wonderful. Thanks for dialing us up. If you want to give us a call today, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. If you have any requests or dedications or, you know, just things you want to get off your mind, it's a good day for that. So, yeah, not a whole lot going on. One big show for sure coming up that we'll talk about. But, you know, there's room to, there's wiggle room. And I just realized that the next song that I was going to play, I don't have it ready. So we're going to have to change things a little bit, aren't we? Let's do that. All right. So it is Easter. And, we've got a few things in honor of the day. Most of them, really, honestly, truly, are just because I'm a smartass, really. So, I mean, no disrespect whatsoever when I play these stupid songs that that really don't have a lot to do with anything, really. So we're just having fun. Hopefully you're into some fun here. How about I don't know. See, I got a good song, but it's on the other account. How about this one? All right, so today we're gonna rock out. Let's rock out a little bit. You want to rock out? You feel like rocking out? Here, let's rock out just a little bit. And in honor of the day, we'll have the Hold Steady tell you how a resurrection really feels. This is normally a singer-songwriter show. Oh, that's loud. Normally, it's not that loud. Enjoy it anyway. Rock out. Tell the band to go home.
She's sorry, she's been stranded at these parties. And these parties, they start lovely, but they get druggy and they get ugly and they get bloody. The priest just kind of laughed, the deacon caught a draft. She crashed into the Easter Mass with her hair done up in broken glass. She was limping left on broken heels, and she said, "Father, can I tell your congregation how a resurrection really feels?" Oh, it was a hood rat. And now you finally know that. And she's been disappeared for years. Today she finally came back. The same was that enslaved me. I guess Santa Ana saved me, and St. Peter had me on the queue. The St. Paul saints, they waved me through. And I was all wrapped up in some video booth when I heard her say, "I love you too." She said, "I lay beneath my lovers, but I've never gotten laid." Some nights she felt protected, some nights she felt afraid. She's been out last winter just to try to get from some guy she'd originally thought to be her savior. Ruin and my magic marks, stop signs and subway cars. They got a mural up on East 13th that said, "Hallelujah, rest in peace. Hallelujah was a hood rat." And now you finally know that. She's been disappeared for years. Today she finally came back.
seen a lot of people do a lot of things while we've been playing, but I've never seen anybody buy an iPod while we've been playing. It's awesome.
Thanks for coming out tonight.
cheap wooden cross. It reminded me of you. I guess nothing has any meaning until you want it to. So I'll be down in Long County if you get out. There's a heart here waiting just to make a sound. Just killing time, passing through, wading out in the water, hoping to find something to tie off to. Ever flowing the downstream, where the water's fine, and we'll soak in. Everything will be alright. Of all the things you had, then you lost. Don't let me be the one you never come across.
Some evil bastards and some ne'er-do-wells. They got trouble in mind.
Trouble in mind.
It's right on time.
Right on time.
You might say it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Go around preaching hate.
Preaching hate.
Then that hate will wait. All sitting out there for you, just out under the lights, through the lights of town.
And
they'll drag you down. Is all you can see. Head across your balls. Head across your balls. Head across your balls. I've got to you and you never get lost.
Jesus paid.
Heals in my call. All the way I see it. Across your balls. Baptized in a swimming pool. The holy hand of the man, you know, it pushed me down. Our communion wine was Concord grape. All that chlorine and a preacher in a gown. All across his body, and across his body. All across his body, saw God's children and never get lost.
Jesus paid.
He owns my call. All the way I see it. Across his bow. That's the way I see it.
Cross is boss. We'll send that one out with thanks to our pal Gary for recommending that for our sacrilegious show today. That's Shiny Ribs there from the latest record, I Got Your Medicine. And it's good stuff, you know. Before that, we heard Glossary with a lovely song called Cheap Wooden Cross. I always liked that one. And a couple from the Hold Steady in there. Easter themed numbers, both, I guess, in a way. We heard Both Crosses, that's a live version, and before that, How a Resurrection Really Feels from their album Separation Sunday. There you go. See, we're goofing on Easter a little bit. Hopefully you don't mind too much. If you do mind, well, we're probably going to do it anyway, but if you're mad, we might not go on for that long. So let me know if you're mad or if you're happy or if you're just alive. It's good to know you're alive. Are you alive? It's good. I was going to start out with this one. This is a little more straightforward, I guess. From a guy named David Newberry. It's the title song of the day, Tell the Band to Go Home.
Told you the story of Easter. You've been living it every day. The stone rolls away from an empty cave. And you set about dying in vain. You read all about it in Honest. And you developed a good paraphrase. Turn on your lights in those long dark nights. Yeah, you were ever so glad that you came. But you only love God when it's Sunday. And you only get wet in the rain. You just water it down till it's dried right out. Bottle and sell it again. Now your memoirs are always half written on a typewriter's body with age. While stacks of old doubts line your cupboards and your closets, just waiting to be explained away. But you only love God when it's Sunday. And you only get wet in the rain. You just water it down when it dries right up. And you start all over again. You waltzed right into the circus. And you sat down at St. Peter's chair. And you never even noticed there was no one else around. Well, you feasted with God somewhere. So when you've hunted yourself to extinction, and you have bought up all your own pelts, you can't deliver the sermon from the second mound. Faithful masses itself. But you're only a poet on weekends. And you only feel good in your pain. You just water it down till it dries right up. And you finally buy it again.
Sky, a children's dream where we never die. There is a fog in the canyon, a vapor in the keep, lulling us gently into sleep. We will not wake ever unless we rise up early, rise up early. Mm-hmm. cast your brother as a demon, your lover as a whore. All manner of lies justify our wars. They sell the water in the well now, the stars in the sky. There's nothing so sacred that we won't buy. And it will not change ever unless we rise up. Silence in the bedroom, a rustle in the hall, in the shadow of a love that became a wall. And it will not fall ever.
I could sleep. wanted.
John Moreland and his Dust Bowl Souls there. From the album Everything the Hard Way, that's Holy Ghost Haunted. Before that, the Band of Horses. Is there a ghost? You know? I don't know. Are we reaching too far now? Works Progress Administration in there with a song called Rise Up. We'll send that out to the T-Bar, wherever he is in the world, whatever he's doing. There's a little bit of Toad the Wet Sprocket for him. And we heard a guy named David Newberry in there from an album called No One Will Remember You. And I need to listen to that more because I thought that was a great song. I really enjoyed that. I need to actually pay attention to that record. We heard Easter from David Newberry. It is Easter. We're celebrating it here. And, you know, it's a day where we, hey, sir. Hey, you, do you want to say something? Do you want to talk? Do you know what Easter's all about? Do you know what the point of Easter is? Like why we have Easter?
No.
It's not just about the chocolate, you know.
I don't want to know what Easter's about either.
No, you just want to live in ignorance and enjoy the chocolate?
No, because this is the worst Easter I've ever had.
Really? Why is it so terrible? Tell us your woes.
Because we missed the Easter egg hunt.
Well, we had our own Easter egg hunt at home.
But that was boring.
It was pretty fun, I thought.
But there was actually stuff inside the eggs at the real Easter egg hunt at Fort White.
Yeah, but you just would have complained about how wet it was or how cold it was or how you didn't get anything good. Or
I wouldn't.
You would have been satisfied.
Yes.
You've never been satisfied once in your life.
I have.
Really? When?
Every year.
Except this year.
Oh, this year too.
Year of misery and despair.
Be quiet.
All right, fine. It's my show. I can't be quiet. I gotta talk. You be quiet. Go catch your Pokemon.
No, whatever. I can't transfer this Pokemon. I don't want to transfer it.
Why can't you transfer it?
Because it says network error. Network error.
Are there any special Easter Pokemon?
No.
What about Execute or Executor?
That's not an Easter Pokemon.
Oh. Is there a rabbit one?
No.
Is there a chicken one?
No.
Oh.
Chickens are related to Easter.
Well, they gotta lay the eggs. Don't they?
And Togepi isn't either.
Oh. Okay. There you go. Well, some people like to celebrate a guy named Jesus on Easter. And those people are probably hating this show now. Yeah. But you know who loves Jesus? You know who does? It's our old pal, Chuck Prophet. He's got a lot of songs about Jesus.
was a social drinker.
He never drank alone. He never potted at a strip club, keeping his woman up at home. Or overstayed his welcome, or threw up in your sink. Nah, Jesus was never late to work, man, and he always pulled his weight. Woo! So tell me where it hurts, and I'll tell you what to feel. Wash me in the water, mama, and I'll wash you in the water. Nah, Jesus, he was cool. He could take or leave the stuff. Yeah, and if he got too loose, well, then he knew he had enough. Jesus wasn't Irish. No, just imagine if he was. He might have written poetry and verse and enjoyed a pint of Guinness every day for lunch. Notebook or even a pen, but he wrote a best-selling novel. Yes, he did. Disappeared, was never heard from again. He was an all-round decent dude, but he had his share of rough nights. And the more I learn about him, well, the more respect I have for the guy.
coming out of the Broadway tunnel. I pick my camera up and I put my camera down. Will the last beatnik on earth tap me on the shoulder? Sorry, did I wake you up? Listen, I still got this box of band-aids here from the night we patched things up. Oh, there's still some at the bottom. I got the box right here. if I could hold that moment to my chest, I swear I'd disappear. Disappear. But would you love me? Would you really love me? Love me. Would you really love me?
Yeah.
Were you? I want to believe that you were dancing to that song because it was so rockin' great.
No,
you were probably dancing to something else, though, right?
Song.
What?
Listen to this song that I found.
What song is it? Well, hold it up to the mic there.
You'll know what song it is when you hear it.
Okay, I'm a little afraid. That song. Oh yeah, yeah. We don't need to hear that. We don't need to hear that. You can hear that 10 times a day on CBC.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
We do.
I'm gonna turn the mic down now. No, no, no. Can't do it. No, can't do it. Daughter out of Jesus, all over you from Soap and Water, Chuck Prophet. He's got a thing for that Jesus, he does. We heard Would You Love Me before that, a live version. We also heard I Felt Like Jesus from his album Temple Beautiful, and from the brand new record Bobby Fuller, Died for Your Sins, we heard Jesus Was a Social Drinker. And, well, I suppose I have a feeling if I mined the Chuck Prophet catalog a little bit deeper, I'd probably find more. But that's enough. That's enough. I think we'll stop riffing on poor Jesus and Easter for now. We got some new music. We got a big show coming up and whatever else we feel like. But first, we got to pay some bills. Please stick around. Do not go away. Tell the band to go home. We'll return. At least that's the plan anyway.